it's still stuck in my head, and I have to get it out. Well, I mean, I have to hear it. It might not get it out. Alright, that's my iPod. I want my iPhone. Bluetooth. And then if I hit that. Portable player's not connected. Look here, man. Look here, Jack. There you go. Yeah, okay. This game is so fucking good. Fuck. More games should be good. You know? They should make good games. More people should make more good games. That's just the one track that I wanted to really hear, so, you know. For the rest of it, I mean, you should probably, like, buy the game. If that's, you know, what you want to do. Oh, wait, though. That main theme is so goddamn good. The rest of it's good too, but that was the one. That's the one that has kind of been in my head the past day or so.
got more class than most of them. Ran with the best of them. Forgave the less of them and blazed at the rest of them. What can I say, California, I ain't. When niggas die every day over some shit they say. Disconnected from the streets forever. As long as I got a Beretta, nigga, I'm down for whatever. I roll with my shit off safety. For niggas that been hitting me lately and the bitches that wanna break me. If Cali blew up, I'd be in the aftermath. Bumping gangsta rap shit down the blast for cash. Cause from Eazy-E to DOC to DBG. Started from that SOB, DRE. Like Dub C, I'm rich rolling. Pistol holding. Pocket swollen, nigga, that's how I'm rolling. Put the flame to the killer, nigga. Worldwide homicide, mob figure in the building. For real, I'm hitting switches. Making bitches eat bitches. See me grab my dick every time I pose for pictures. I own acres, floor seats watching the Lakers. I'm cool with SAs who got 8Ks and cases.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and they're amigo. Haters, haters, we sip them all, we ain't the heathos. Niggas play this and they roll us Jeeps and Regos. Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and they're amigo. Haters, haters, we sip them all, we ain't the heathos. Bitches play this and they vintage Jeeps and Geos.
I bust with Mr. Tuffy, slash a smoothie doobie. Crash and flex on Tuesdays, harassing hoes and movies. Passing by with Uzis, and who you aiming at? That shady bitch and that bitch nigga that was claiming that. Rats attack, attack. I don't sympathize with whack hoes and wimpy guys. You got to recognize that man is an enterprise. Cali pride, Bronx ride, it's all centralized. The Henny got me energized. Smoking guys trying to focus on mines. Poke their eyes out. I'm LA's locals, hope they don't have to find out the hard way. Like snitch niggas in the pan to get hit when the guards look the other way. We hitting hard hit man and Dre. You playing games, I suggest you know the rules. We putting guns to fools, make you run your jewels. Take your honey and cruise to the snooty and snooze. Cop booze, pop coochie to the nut oozes. You shouldn't fuck with crews to sick. Aftermath is we rude shit. I'm big hit, don't confuse me with no other about the blow, motherfucker.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the heathos. Niggas play this and they roll the Jeeps and Regos. Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the heathos. Bitches play this and they Benz and Jeeps and Geos.
Bitch, don't call me anymore. We feel like Beverwinds. Bitch, don't call here anymore. No, 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 no.
What up, it's Hitman. I ain't at the crib right now, so you can leave a name and number after the beat, unless it's Tammy's ugly ass. I can fuck it with you.
Bees in the trap, bees in the trap, bees in the trap. empty, ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I'll be trapped.
Oh. I didn't think that would cut that off, but... Like song identifying services is that they're built around selling you shit instead of being complete. And I bet, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I would be pleasantly surprised and pleasantly pleased to be wrong. But like, Shazam's not gonna know what the fuck this is, right? Situations where you fucking need something like that. I don't need to go like, hey, what's the name of this Maroon 5 song? Like, no one fucking needs that.
To the base.
if this is on the N64 cart as a complete song, or if it is sequenced, like just the samples are there, like the digital samples for the song, and it's like a mod, it's like a med, it's like an S3M, you know, it's like a tracker thing, you know? Because if you could get access to the actual original samples out of that cart, then you could fucking generate hot fucking Buck Bumble remixes all goddamn day long. If it's just a digital file, you're going to be a little less, you know, you're going to have to chop it up yourself. Vocals. I mean, the rest of this track is like pretty standard drum sounds, you know, and bass, so, you know, like it's not. Okay, I have something here. This is a Rockstar Organic Energy Drink Island Fruit Flavor. I don't know how this is going to be, but we're going to find out. Can of hype.
Bump to the bass, 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 bump to the bass
An unlockable track in Splatoon. If any of these will be any good. I'm really only going to want remixes that kind of double down on the vocal elements, you know? Probably terrible, but I.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. It's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
Never got into listening to
these.
What
about now? It's time to rock with the Biggity Buck Bumble. What about now? It's time to rock with the Biggity Buck Bumble.
Base.
they sullied something pure with that one. I wonder if there's anything... Alright, what would I want it to do? An app that, I don't know, you know, connects to a chat room, you know, like the one that y'all are in, or, a separate one, or something like that, but something that, like, my phone could look at and watch for URLs of audio files or YouTube videos, and just autoplay them in sequence. Like, we had that Spotify playlist, you know, a while back. That, you know, was public so that people could delete stuff and add stuff and, you know, just got full of garbage. But, like, that's just Spotify. It's not... It's not actually, like... the internet, you know? I want more. Well, I guess what, you know, that's what, I guess that's sort of what Turntable FM did, right? It was, you know, you could play whatever. I guess, like, if one of you guys managed it as a Mixler broadcast, and then just made the URLs, I guess, I mean, it would need to run on an iPhone, so, like, you know, Mixler would run that way. Ideally, it would come to me in the form of URLs that my phone is playing, so that then I could skip them, you know? That's the, like, some kind of... Like, me having some kind of override on that would probably be key. But I wonder if that exists. I wonder if those tools... Terrible idea, but Oh, this energy drink is kind of disgusting. Public YouTube playlist. Yeah, that would work, but it's, you know, I'm guessing it would, like, just pull the playlist as soon as I hit play and not actually update it on the fly, right? So, it should be a situation where if something, like, ideally, in a situation where something came up, be like, oh, let's hear that, let's, you know, like, throw that in there, and then it ends up in there, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, it should be a mess. Like, at no point should just be like, well, let's have an orderly playlist of things that one might want to... No, it's like, this should be, like, people fucking pulling control back and forth and skipping stuff. You know, it should be a total shit show. Yeah, exactly. Then we can listen to Bitch on Madonna, because I don't have it on my phone, you know? I don't have a copy of that. I looked that up on a website once and hit play on it, and then that was that. I did not acquire the song in a permanent fashion. can tell it's getting serious because I'm seeing more of these Warriors flags sticking out of cars, like rolled up in the windows of cars. This minivan here has two of them, like they're like some kind of president. I wonder if that would be, I wonder if this music thing would be cool or be super dumb. Or, well, I mean, like bad dumb, I guess. And then it's just people filling it full of bad movie clips and fucking parts of songs and... still, like, thinking it's playing a YouTube video. Wonder how quickly that would burn through the data plan on my phone, also. I got rid of my unlimited data AT&T phone because AT&T was just fucking terrible. And I finally gave up and switched to Verizon. And then when I was in LA, Verizon was fucking awful. When I first, I switched from,
in the heart of the ghetto, doing what we have to just to make some real
movement, you know, a long time ago, I switched from AT&T to T-Mobile because T-Mobile had the Sidekick come out. And I needed that Sidekick. And when I got it, I was so dedicated to getting a Sidekick that so I ended up like dropping like AT&T, getting my Sidekick, and then I got home and there was no T-Mobile signal north of San Francisco, north of like Marin County, you know. So it's like as soon as I got close to home, it was just dead. And I was like, well, fuck it. Who cares? I called him up and said, hey, fucking, I just got this phone and it doesn't work for shit up here. I just thought I would let you know that there is no coverage up here. And fuck, man, your map made it look like there would be some. And they were like, yeah. We're working on it, but yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, there's not. I mean, you're right. We know. I was like, fucking rad. But then within like a month or something, they had put a tower up somewhere around there, and it was fine after that, for the most part. It was really great having a fucking phone that had a keyboard on it, just as text messaging was like really starting to happen. A cool fucking phone. The annoying thing was the way T-Mobile locked it down. Like, no one else in North America carried the Sidekick, but it was the Danger Hip Top. You know, it was originally just called Danger made it before they got bought by Microsoft. And, like, I was following all the specs of, like, out of Danger for what that device was capable of. And it was like, oh, you can make MP3s into ringtones, you can do all this fucking awesome shit, and fucking there's all types of rad stuff you could do with the tones and all that shit. And then T-Mobile locked it all down and didn't let you do any of that shit. And that was really profoundly terrible. You know, they started selling ringtones eventually, but even then, like, they only had, like, 10 of them, and, like, only, like, 3 of them were, like, licensed songs. But I guess that's always the way, right? I mean, like, ringtone money was good money for a lot of years, and then, you know, now at this point, Apple's just like, I don't know, man, fucking make a song your ringtone, we don't care. Like, you don't even have to fucking drag it into GarageBand and spit it out as a ringtone file. Just fucking, you know, do what you want to do, whatever. I think that's cool. I was making ringtones for my Nokia 5190, man. You had to send them over SMS, like a text message, to the phone. Or you could buy, like, a serial cable that would go from, like, a COM port on a PC to the phone. But that stuff never... I ended up encountering one of those cables, but never actually got it to work. So instead, I was programming little ringtones. I was like, yeah, that sounds like Big Pimpin'. And then, you know, paying weird online services, the online SMS sending services to send the ringtone to the phone. It was all European stuff. You had to buy credits and then send it. It's a lot of stupid hoops to jump through. Like, I bought a program that was devoted, that was, that exists solely to let you tap out ringtones for those phones, like, on the PC, you know, like program them, listen to them, and go, okay, yeah, that sounds enough like Big Pimpin'. And like replacing the operator logo, so instead of singular, it said, what the fuck? I forget what I made mine say. Like, me and a few friends, we all had like a similar operator logo, but they all said something different. It was something real dumb. Those were the all-you-can-eat pizza days. True Darkness. I don't know. Now, fuck it. Phones do everything, man. People don't know how good they got it with these goddamn phones. Calls on a cell phone were so expensive that you fucking also had a beeper. Because you'd never left your phone on to just receive calls. You still have to pay extra to make long-distance calls on a landline, which is fucking insane. I still have a landline. It's just this weird nostalgia thing at this point because I've had that landline since I was 13. I've had that phone number since I was 13. Like when I moved out of my parents' house, I didn't have it for a while, but they kept it. My mom used it as like a modem line for getting online and such. And then they still had it when I moved back to town. So I transferred it at that point. Same number, same hood, it is all good, they say. Except that I never answer that phone and it just... Like it has a voice, it has like a, you know, I bought a phone that has like a voicemail thing on it. But... but it just picks up and says, no one's available to take your call, and then hangs up. It doesn't even let you leave a message. And the only person who calls on it is my mom. And then she calls me on my cell phone, because I, you know, the ringer, I think, is even off on that phone now, pretty much. guy has a couple of keys hanging from his ear. Basically just had a big keychain sticking out of an ear hole with two keys hanging from it. That's a look. You could do that. All right, I gotta go. It's Friday. We're gonna do a Friday show, I think. You know. And, yeah, have a good day. Right? See ya.